You're currently listening to Jamie Griffiths and Dr. SJ with the tune X-Ray, the Shades of Rhythm remix. Dinky before this with She's Got Nowhere to Go, the DOP remix. We also had Friendless with Live Like Me featuring Poeia, and Sam Nasi with Your Body before that. Also Eli and Fur and Simon Doty in that set. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's about it for me for today. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. It's the best way to get in touch with me.
Shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. Back Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Back Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Back Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Back Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at SPACbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPACbrothers.com.
Dead blue that I There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area...
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to WRCT Pittsburgh. As we continue our programming, we have our public affairs section here on Ebony Spectrum. And we have Ebony Spectrum and In Black America. So, stay with us and get informed.
University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
He was a big band leader who traveled all over the country from the late 20s into the 60s. And he was always telling these stories about life on the road. And I had some exposure to it because as I was growing up, he was still traveling, but as they say, youth is wasted on the young. I have listened and I have cared, but at some point in talking to some other music historians about the importance of getting as many stories down, I said to my dad, let's get some of your stories down. Maybe I can get a book out of it. And he embraced the idea wholeheartedly. He was excited. He started, every time I'd go home from Boston to visit, we would set aside some time to record conversations.
Carmen Fields, Emmy Award-winning broadcast news journalist and author of Going Back to T-Town, the Ernie Fields Territory Big Band, published by University of Oklahoma Press. As a child growing up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Fields heard her father tell stories about life on the road in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, touring with his 17-piece orchestra. In the mid-1980s, she decided to record those memories from her father. But it took COVID-19 for her to officially put pen to paper for this book. Ernest Ernie Lawrence Field was a pioneer musician in the field of territory bands. He was a trombonist, pianist, musical director, and band leader. He also owned his own record label, Frisco Records. He recorded and distributed records of his orchestra, a feat that was highly unusual at the time, especially when done solo without the help of a promoter or agent. I'm John L. Hansen, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Going Back to T-Town with Carmen Fields, In Black America.
I'm going back to T-Town to get my women in line. Yes, I'm going back to Tulsa to get my women in line. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
My very first launch event was at Wellesley Books, an independent bookstore in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and it was standing room only. The room seats 70 people, and every seat was full, and there was a waiting list, and all I was done. And the week after that, I went out to Oklahoma for 3 events, and one of the 3, the bookseller that I was in partnership with, ran out of books.
Mm.
And he had ordered, I think he said he brought along 75. And right after that, it was listed on the Oklahoma, number 1 on the Oklahoma bestsellers list for nonfiction.
Consider this. When Ernie Fields started traveling with his nationally famous orchestra, it was barely a decade after the infamous 1921 race massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and continued